Elder, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to RDU 98.5. Now, you've probably heard the ad for the Lager Fest that is coming to Christchurch very soon. And one of the amazing acts at this Lager Fest is a German band called Beyond the Black. And I'm absolutely delighted to be talking to band member Jennifer right now. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good evening on my side.
Yes, I guess it's probably evening for you. How are you?
Yeah. I'm great. It's great to talk to you, and we're so excited to come to your country.
Well, thank you, first of all, for coming all this way. It is a long journey, I warn you now. Tell me.
We know.
Have you ever been to New Zealand before?
We've never been there. I think also none of us privately. And it is definitely a bucket list thing for all of us. So we're preparing it for a long time now.
Yeah. Oh, that is so fantastic. Oh, you're going to have so much fun while you're here. Do you get to stay here for long?
Not really. I think we will be there like 4 or 5 days or something, or 4 days. And of course, we will do some day trips, or one day trip at least, to Hobbiton and all of that stuff. So we're excited.
Absolutely. You've got to take the opportunity while you're here. Now, here in New Zealand, some people might not really know Beyond the Black. Can you tell us a little bit about your band?
Of course. Beyond the Black was built in 2014, so it's almost 10 years now. And we're a symphonic metal band. That's almost all you need to know before you listen to our music, I think.
Oh, fantastic. And how did this come about? Were you all friends originally? Or were you all kind of looking to create a band?
I was looking for a band. I'm a musician since I can think. So
wow.
I was always singing and building bands. My first band when I was 9. So and now it's like 3 or 4 bands that I had. And now with Beyond the Black, I found something that I will do the rest of my life, I think.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Now, how has 2023 been for you guys? Because I know, like everyone else, you kind of had to take a bit of a break during the COVID years. So how has this year been for you guys?
It's totally amazing. It started with our tour with Amaranth last year, in the end of last year, when you could feel that everyone is so thankful to be on tour again and on the road. And the whole thing stayed during the last year, now in 2023. We had a lot of festivals in Europe, of course, a lot of shows in Germany as well. And we're doing, we continue to do some amazing stuff, I think.
Oh, I'm sure it is. And I'm so glad you've kind of been able to pick up where you left off and get straight back into it. Now, what are you guys like as live performers? Because many of the audience at Lagerfest won't have seen you before. What should they be expecting? Is it a real spectacle?
They definitely can expect a lot of energy from us. We always love to put every single emotion to all the people in front of the stages. And we're happy if they give it back to us so we can, back and forth. This is what we hope. But most of all, we're super interested in the people in your country, because we know sometimes it's a bit different, every culture. And that is something very, very interesting for us.
Yeah, I can imagine that is super fascinating. I reckon you'll get the crowd here dancing and jumping around. You'll be good at it, I'm sure. Now, yeah. I've got to ask, because this is called Lagerfest, so it's basically a beer festival.
We know.
What's your kind of favorite beer? What do you go to?
In Germany, you get a lot of amazing beer. We're very proud of that. So I love a lot, but in my small, I would say sub-country, I don't know if you know that in New Zealand as well, but it's very small in Germany. You have Carlsberg Urpils. That is what I love the most. But you don't know that, I guess.
You're going to be quite surprised by this. I was actually in Germany earlier this year, and I did try that beer. It is really nice.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is cool. And did you like it?
I loved it. See, I'm not, like, a big beer drinker. I quite like wine. But I don't know. The beer in Germany, just, it's so good. It tastes so nice.
Yeah. And I think so, too. But it's not for everyone who... It's because it's very strong, right? We're into that here.
Well, I bet you it makes some good music as well, I'm sure. Jennifer, yeah. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute delight and a pleasure to talk to you. And I'll definitely send you some recommendations of things to do while you're here in Christchurch. Thank you so much for even coming to Christchurch to play. It's really appreciated. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks to everyone who's listening right now. And I hope to see a lot of them, these guys there. And yeah, I'm excited.
Trust me, you'll see a lot of our audience there. Have a great evening.
Yeah, you too. Good morning.